Dove's Edge episode 3.
Yeah, I think we're just going to continue, like we said last week, with Matthew 7. There's a lot of content there. You know, the next verse in 7, you know, it really is a very common used verse. However, you know, if you ever hit a roadblock in life where you're trying to, you know, figure something out and it never seems like the prayer is coming through or the answer is coming through or you don't know what to do, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Jesus kind of really cleared this up in these next few verses, like really cleared it up. So I guess let's go ahead and just read it, and then we'll get into it, because there's a little bit to talk about here.
A little bit.
Yeah. So verse 7 in Matthew 7, it is the all-familiar. It says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." And this sums up the law of the prophets. Wow. So, again, Matthew 7 is just chock full of
a lot of topics.
A lot. But, you know, this one here, there is an overlooked, especially in verse 8, an overlooked segment. But let's just start with the simple. It's funny how ask, seek, and knock actually spell out in the English language, ask. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say that I've looked it up in Hebrew. I'm not certain what all that looks like. But it is funny that it works out that way, at least for English people. So it's always been easy to remember the sequence. You know, there actually is an order. You know, and I'm going to start there, because there is an order to things, not necessarily a method per se, but there's an order. You know, one of the very first things to do whenever you're dealing with something in life is to recognize what it is. You can't fix something you don't know what is in front of you. Even if you see something that is blatantly in front of you,
can't fix it if you don't know what it is.
Right.
You can't identify it if you don't know what it is.
Right. I mean, you just walk past it every day and not pay mm-hmm. attention to it. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've driven down a road going 50 mile an hour on a road, you know, and for whatever reason, maybe there's a traffic stop that day, or here in Pennsylvania, get behind a tractor, maybe a horse and buggy. You know, so you get behind that kind of stuff, it forces you to slow down. Then all of a sudden you start seeing things that's always been there, but you never saw it because you kept going by so quickly. You know, and that, I mean, that alone just sums up life right there. So ask is the very first thing we need to do. And in order to ask, you know, you can't be given something if you don't ask for it.
Right.
I mean, you know, we were well trained going through school that if you needed help from the teacher, you
raise your hand.
Yes. You know, and I was also told, and I don't know how much this still applies, but I was also told that there's no dumb question, you should always ask. You know, at least that's what it was in my day.
They say that, I feel like, but I still feel like people don't follow that too much anymore.
No, I don't think it is followed. But that's another topic for another day, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure.
But, you know, bottom line is we have to ask first. We have to know that something is there to go after it. Now, this is not a prosperity message, by the way. I want to make that very clear.
No.
God is not thrilled about people asking him, "Well, God, I just need XYZ. I need this much, $100,000, or I'm going to do this if you give me that." That's not what Jesus was intending here. Mm-hmm. Jesus was actually very much relating to spiritual things here. And sometimes spiritual things do correlate over to material things. There are times in life where there are things that we may need and it looks impossible to get there.
Right.
But that's where God wants to work, is in that impossibility, not in a want. He's looking at the need.
It all comes down to, I guess, like intentions.
Yeah, the intention of the heart, etc. Yeah. You know, and so he said, ask and it'll be given to you. But then he goes on to say, seek and you will find. You know, hide and go seek was fun when I was a kid.
Really was.
It was so loved it. You know, especially when we added in the flashlight tag element. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know,
playing that in the woods and stuff.
Oh yeah, so much fun. Yeah, until you hit your head off a tree or something. But hey, you know, it's part of the game. You know, but yeah, it's fun. You know, and you know, you go through these things. And you don't even think about how they apply to life. You know, yeah. but you know, so you're seeking something to find something. You know, in that case, you're finding someone in a game, so that if you're the seeker, you know.
The result is you win.
The result is you win. You don't have to call it out and say, everybody's free, I give up. Mm-hmm. You know, which, you know, happens when you get that one person to hide somewhere they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. And, you know, and then, but then Jesus goes on and says, knock and the door will be open to you. Now, the first three things he says, he's saying it as though he's talking to an individual. But he switches gears in verse 8. And he goes, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. The one who knocks, the door will be open. I find that to be kind of interesting that he switches that. So he goes from talking singular to plural. Now he's saying you can use each of these elements for their own right. However, what happens when you use all three? You know, and to me that is a key to the kingdom. And, you know, we have to learn to acknowledge things in front of God. To show them that we're willing to work and to seek out whatever it is that we acknowledge. And then the rest of it's really up to him. We have to knock on his door.
Right.
You know, we don't.
So I guess the part where a lot of people miss out on is the action part.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times I hear this. They're just saying, I'm going to pray about this. I've been praying about this. I've just been praying. I have been praying and praying and praying. It's been 20 years I've been praying.
What have you done to move towards that goal?
Right. And that almost, and that scares people because they think that so there's
supposed
this,
to come to them.
Yeah, there's this unwritten thought that people believe that whenever they pray, it's all supposed to just be brought
handed
to them.
Yep, handed to them.
That's not what Jesus is saying. I mean, can you imagine if Jesus just prayed and that's all he did and he didn't do anything while he was here? All he did was pray. What effect would he have had in his ministry?
Right.
Let alone his being, who he was. So,
and the portrayal to us to how we should act, that would be a whole different outcome.
Yeah, there's nothing Jesus spoke about or taught about that he did not himself
do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. When he's telling us to ask, seek, and knock, that's what he did, even while he was here. And, you know, so we have, you know, everyone who asks receives. That seems pretty straightforward. What do we receive, though? Well, typically, when I ask something, what do you receive in return?
Whatever you ask for.
An answer. Now, this is
what
an answer. Whatever you ask for, right? Yeah, it's just, you're right. Yeah. But the difference is, like, it's crazy, is that immediately everybody thinks, well, I asked for a Ferrari, so I should be getting a Ferrari, right? Yeah. No.
Using that.
Yeah, I know.
And that comes back to intentions.
Right. Come back to intentions. You know, well, I asked for money, or I asked for this. No, this is about a question. You know, you ask for something, you're going to get an answer. Now, that answer could very well lead to the knowledge which you need to begin to seek things. So for example, if a person wanted to start a business, the first thing you got to do is figure out, well, what am I doing? You know, what is this about?
What's your business going to be based? What is your business?
Yeah, what are you doing? What problem are you going to be solving for everybody else?
Right.
You know, and then all the other questions come along with it. So you have to get answers to those questions before you even begin. And but then you got to do something magical. Ready? You got to seek out potential clients. How about that? You have to seek out actual purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, there might be work involved. That's kind of that's a bad word these days, I think.
Yeah,
without getting into any political rhyme or reason. But you know, really, it does require work.
Yep.
So seeking requires the ability to want to take a journey, you know. And then you arrive, and you just stare at it, right? You know, you just stare at the answer. You don't do anything with it, right? You just sit there and stare at it.
Yep.
It's a shame, though. But a lot of people don't do that. They do. They arrive at the answer, they stare at it, and then they never knock on the door. Never.
Go through all that effort.
For what reason?
Yeah.
All the effort, and then they stop. You know, and in my line of work, you know, I think that's called being lukewarm. You know. you're willing to go halfway and then, well,
just ditch.
Not going to do this. God didn't bring it to me. You know, he didn't give it to me on a silver platter. You know, the gates of heaven didn't open wide. And
wasn't some miraculous sign.
Yeah, so on and so on. You know, but here you have, you know, but it says door be open. Well, when a door opens in front of you, you typically do what?
You walk through it. Because you're curious.
Right. And so I'm really thinking about how Jesus put it on. It's so elementary how he put this. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a question, you get an answer. Take the answer, begin to seek it out. When you seek it out, then you start knocking on it. In other words, you start to put to practice what you found.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this application can be applied to so many things. It's such a simple way. You know, and that's what Jesus is saying. So him saying this, I think he realized that not everybody there was going to comprehend even the simplicity.
Right.
So then he breaks down and goes, which of you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Here you go. Have a nice, healthy rock to munch on here. Here you go.
Makes no darn sense.
eat. Here, these are special. Those limestone around here, it'll last forever. Be what's better than a jawbreaker. Might break your jaw, too.
It is a jawbreaker.
But I mean, if he asked for fish, we'll give him a snake. And, of course, I'm sure Jesus is not talking about a pet snake. He's probably referring to something very dangerous.
Yeah, like something deadly.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a fish? Oh, here's a snake.
Yeah, here's your viper. Here's your cobra, you know. They're great. You know, but that's not what he was saying. So, if then, though you're evil, he just called the crowd he's talking to evil.
Yeah, he's just like, well, even though you're evil, like, we're pretty obvious. Besides that, we'll put that aside.
Even though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. You know how to give good gifts to your kids. Even though you're an absolute disaster, it's okay.
Even though you're a hot mess, you still...
Well, I mean, but isn't that really the epitome of mankind, though?
It really is.
We have a natural instinct to do evil things. We really do. All of us do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even though we have that natural ability and a fallback to that, we try to avert, at least anybody that's good, if you will, tries to do that.
Right.
You know, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
Who has pure good intentions.
Yeah. How much more? So,
right.
If you're evil and this happens, how much more if you're not, or you're
perfect.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Following Christ, or you're just trying to live the way of God, you know, whatever. You know, you're just simply you're saved. You know, you just ask him to forgive your sins.
Right.
That's enough. And, you know, this is where you can start to ask. And how much more will God say, oh, hey, here's one of my kids. He's asked me for something. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll help you out with that. But I'm going to also help you. See, God is not in the practice of just giving you something to eat. Like the old cliche of giving you a fish versus here's a fishing rod.
Right.
Let me teach you to fish.
You want to be a fisherman, or do you really want to be a fisher of men?
Yeah. So. So in everything, do to others what you have them do to you, for this sums up the law of the prophets. Why in the world did he drop that back in there? Intent. Just like you've been saying all along, it's all about intent.
Intent in the heart.
Yeah. And it's the intent, because if I would go after something that is for good, if you will, then I would hope that same good is going to bring good for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for me. It's not just for you. You know, it's for the betterment of mankind all around me. So, and that is where, when a prayer is not answered, if you will, even if you ask a question and nothing happens, if the intent of the heart is not based around do to others what you have them do to you. Also, another scripture, you know, love one another is love yourself and love God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that doesn't apply like that,
then you probably got ill intentions and it's all for selfish gain.
And God will not be the one to answer your question.
Right.
You're dead. You're actually crossing over to more of a witchcraft realm at that point. You're over into the satanic realm. Whenever you're trying to get things for your own good, selfish gain. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. And to say that, though, I will say this: there's nothing wrong with wanting better in life.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with succeeding. There's nothing wrong with having better things, whatever. But just remind you, all those things are temporary.
Right.
So, but if it's just for your own good, then what's the point? So.
And I'm sure we've all been there.
Oh, yeah, we all have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every kid has every rhyme or reason in the world to get that newest game console this Christmas, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's because they have to have it, so they're asking for it, right? Right. They've been seeking for it, been knocking on mom and dad's door. They're going to get that game console, right? They're
determined.
Maybe not. Yeah. There are things involved there. What if those kids are? What if those kids were? Maybe even if the parent could get a hold of one, and could give it to him as a gift. What if that child's behavior this past year has just been horrible?
Ripped it away from
him. Yeah. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that go into play. I mean, it's such a basic thing to compare parents to God. You know, at least a parent with good intention. But even Jesus said, "Hey, you're evil. You still know how to do good things." So how much more, you know? So yeah, that's kind of really wraps up, you know, verses 7-12. I mean, you know, really, you know, do you have anything else you want to add in or?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the road to getting answers from God does start with asking Him.
Mm-hmm.
But then it requires obedience and listening to the Spirit.
And it takes action.
And then it takes action.
Which is usually people stop.
Yeah. So asking is your behalf. Mm-hmm. Seeking is the obedience to the Spirit. And then knocking is the actual final action of walking through a door. We don't open the doors.
No.
It's God that opens the doors. So the old cliche of one door closes, another opens, that very much is true. So, well, I think we'll wrap it up there. I just want to remind everybody to please like and share everything. Also remind you that there is an audio version of this that will be put on the website soon after this is published to YouTube and to Facebook and any other avenue we may have down the road. So,
yep. Everything's on the website. Yep. Just continue to, you know, like and share. It really helps the podcast. Not for our gain, but so maybe somebody needs to hear this.
Right.
That's the goal. Maybe somebody needs to hear this.
Yeah, somebody needs to hear it. But we're trying to get outside of our own sphere of influence.
Yeah.
Our own circle. We want to get it further away.
Clearly, this is on Facebook, so most of this is like Facebook friends and everything. It's all been, you know, incorporated to watch. But we need to get outside of that.
Yeah, friends and of friends and et cetera, et cetera.
That's not very easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, and we do appreciate your help. So
yes, we do, very much so.
Till next time, you all have a great day.
Till episode 4.
Yep.